We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. Yay! Hello.
Yeah.
Here we go. Didn't get enough of us on the show today. You can get 15 more minutes. It's a bonus. Let's see who's here. There's Gandhi in Columbus. You're coming back to New York tonight, though, right?
Tomorrow.
And you'll be in Monday.
I'll be in Monday.
I hate when you're not here. So does
Daniel. I know. I love you guys.
Let's see. Scotty B's there in the other room.
Hi.
And there's Scary. And there's... Wait, Garrett looks very busy.
Got it.
Yes.
He's very busy. And there's Danielle.
Hello.
And there's Nate.
Buenos dias.
Hey, there's a great article in today's New York Post about how restaurant servers are tricking you into giving bigger tips. Can you can you get her? Where did she go? Where are you? Oh, no. Here you go. Look at how she dresses to get bigger tips. This is what they're saying. Did you get that? I don't know. They're saying
how is she
that
dressing?
If a server, a waitress comes to you with shiny lip gloss, manicured nails, she squats next to the table, blonde hair, Southern accent and smiling, and booty shorts. She's trying to get an extra large tip.
So Hooters.
Hooters.
Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of a little sexist little article about how you can dress up in your Daisy Dukes.
Well, I don't think when I waited tables and bartended, I don't think there was any one thing in particular that ensured a bigger tip. I think just being nice guaranteed you the minimum.
You didn't have to unzip your pants and
didn't
slap
have to do
it
that.
On the table.
It wouldn't be much to slap. But
sorry.
I don't think there was really anything that you did in particular. The girls usually got, the really pretty girls ended up getting more tips.
Well, then
it works.
Yeah,
I guess.
It does work then. Our friend Janine, who used to work here, she used to scoop ice cream in her spare time, and she had a dedicated tip shirt that she would wear when she wanted those days where she could just
get.
And it was happened to be low cut and tight. Right. So, you know, I don't know if there's truth to it. I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, some people do it.
See, we used to give people back change in denominations where they kind of had to leave us more.
Oh, so what instead do you mean? Explain that.
Instead of, like, if you handed me a 20 and asked for change, instead of giving you a 10, a 5, and 5 ones, I would give you a 10, a 5, and a 5. hoping that instead of leaving me like $12, maybe you would leave me $15 because it was just easier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever. I love that.
That is. No, yeah, there you go. That the mathematician in Gandhi's coming
up. That sometimes backfired, though, because if they didn't have small enough bills, they wouldn't leave you anything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true. That is
so,
true.
See, on this show, who's the cheapest tipper? Let's say Scotty B.
That's not true.
Scotty's a very good tipper.
By the way, it was a question I asked, perhaps, Scotty B.
No.
Okay.
False.
Scotty's
I broke away from my dad. You know, he's old school. He's like, you just double the tax. You know, that's not the way it works anymore.
That's very old school.
I was always at least 20% now.
What's scary?
I'm going to say Gandhi. Oh, I'll tell you why. We've butted heads before when we've gotten the bill at certain places where you're like, wait a second, that's included. And we've kind of like, because again, mathematician, adding things up. And I'm just like, fuck it. Just throw, whatever, a big bill. I tend to throw it around, but I'm not the best tipper in the room. Not at all. But I'm just saying, I don't know if everyone tips great.
I didn't know you were a cheap tipper, Gandhi.
I don't think I'm a cheap tipper. I think when we go out and there are like six people and the gratuities already included, adding a little extra is great. But Scary wants everybody to then double it. And I think that's not really the thing to do with other people's money. Mm. I will give him the money. I always give him the money. But if I have friends there who I know don't make the same amount of money, I'm like, you can't ask them for that.
But Gandhi, let's admit, when the tip is included and you say, we'll give a little extra, it's a little extra, right? Just a little?
No. I mean, it depends on how good the service is.
He is like tip shaming you.
I know he is. He's trying. That's okay. He can. I will defend Scary on that,
though, because there have been times where we go out and then some people can't afford as much. Scary will say, well, I'll get it. Right? So he'll chip in
more. Oh, that's nice.
I will.
Which is nice.
Let's talk about Scary and how much money he has to spend on dinners.
Well, he also doesn't have kids. He's not married.
I'm not married. I don't live with anybody. Right. I don't have kids. I'm not putting anyone through college. And I never had like duty diapers. Apparently diapers. I never knew what Pampers and diapers cost.
You were the endorser. You
did the endorsement.
I don't have a pet. Like the cost of having a pet
you
or a kid.
You don't have a yard. You don't have to mow grass. Oh, wait.
That is true.
He does Scott's lawn care.
He does Scott's lawn care commercials.
No, but if you think about it.
Wait, he lives in a building with a doorman, and he does like an alarm system commercial?
I pretty much live in a clinic commercial. I live in a one-bedroom apartment, and I have, I get to save more, thank God.
I like that he's just barreling through everyone's shade right now. Like, I don't hear it. It doesn't exist.
I genuinely
use all the products I peddle.
I'm just focused on what was thrown at me initially, and that was, Elvis called it out. He goes, yeah, Scary, why do you have so much money? I have a little bit more disposable income because I don't have these other debts on my hands. Oh, and by the way, I put myself to Brooklyn College, which was like a city school.
Wait, are they a sponsor? Why are you bringing up
their name? No, they were a city university.
They were.
Right? Have they ever been a sponsor of yours?
No, never, never. Oh. We've always wanted them on the air.
Well, after today, you may get them.
But if you think about it, so many people are saddled with college debt, like into their 30s and 40s. I see some of our friends, and I'm like, oh my God, what's the name of that guy? Freddie Mac, Sally Mae?
Sally Mae.
They owe all this money to this company.
And Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac?
No, it's not. What? Mayor McCheese.
God rest
Freddie
his soul.
Mac, not Bernie, Bernie Mac. Mac. That's a comedian, right?
He died. God rest his soul.
Yesterday was his birthday.
It's true.
Keep making your points.
So that's why I made my point. That's why I kind of go all right, a little hard.
Can we flip it then? What makes you not tip? Do you ever not tip?
Never. I always give the 20%.
Even if they're shitty service?
If it's horrible, I will do 10%. If it's like the worst service ever. But again, when you don't tip people, you're making them pay for you because people have to tip out other people based on what you've bought.
Then they shouldn't be jerks.
I can actually tell you the last time I didn't tip. It was at the Claim Jumper in Burbank, California. We went over there for lunch. There was a group of six of us. And this waiter was the worst waiter I've ever had. Like, we would be, like, trying to flag him down, and he's like, yeah, I see ya. And then he would wave us away, like, do this shoe thing.
No.
And then he'd be sitting, chatting, talking with friends and shit like that. And then I finally got up, and I go and find the manager, and I gotta say, this is the worst service I have ever had
at
any restaurant.
Wow. How was it responded to?
He goes, I'm sorry. And then the manager took care of our table. But this kid, I don't know what he had against me.
So what tip did you leave?
I didn't leave any. No, did we leave something for the manager?
Scary. If the service was so bad, it was like just almost funny it was so bad, would you leave a tip?
I might leave less, but I would still leave a tip. I can't not leave a
tip.
You
wouldn't go gargantuan like you usually
I wouldn't
do.
Go big.
You wouldn't go
But,
go
I mean,
hog.
Let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Elvis, you're the best tipper. And I see what you, I mean, Elvis is so generous, cool. And you're so you care about everybody who you come in contact with. I would love to wait on you in the future when I'm not.
But if you give me shitty service, I'm not going to go hog on you. Yeah, I'm not going to give it big.
But you have tipped better if the person's been hot.
Yes.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, yeah.
He admits to that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Is there something wrong
you agree with that article that you introduced?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, but they're not wearing low-cut outfits.
Look, especially since COVID rolled through and just decimated the hospitality industry, I really, more than ever, try to do my best to take care of people that take care of us. Mm-hmm. And plus, when we go out to eat, it's much more than just, like, gobble down your food and go. We experience it. We have a good time.
Yeah.
We have conversations that are meaningful. Those are moments that I cherish. Some of the moments I cherish most in my life is going out with lunch, friends, and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So, yeah, I want whoever's hanging out with us and waiting on us to reap in the benefits. Yeah. Reap the benefits.
Yeah. I'll admit, I stink at math, so if the number isn't at the bottom of the bill, like, I'm sitting there with my fingers going, 20. So I appreciate the restaurants that have the 15%, the 18%, and the 20% on there. So if I want to go up, at least I know the threshold of 20%.
It's really simple. Just take the first two digits, add a zero, and double it.
Okay, there, yeah. Genius.
I just moved the decimal point over.
That's what everybody does.
Don't you just move the decimal
no,
over?
No, you're cheating them at that point.
That's 10%. You got to double it.
Have you ever actually...
No. You move the decimal point over and you double it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And double. Right.
Yeah.
Double it. You got to double it, though.
That's what I mean. That's why I like the
numbers there.
Here's the problem, though, Garrett. I've been to restaurants before where they have the suggested tips. And the math is wrong. Like, it's
oh, really?
Higher. Yeah,
oh.
Where the 20% was actually like 25.
No, what the fuck are they doing?
They fuck you up.
I don't care. They did the work for me. No problem.
But it's wrong.
Give it to me. I don't care.
I know someone whose tip is always 100%. They will tip. They will just double the bill.
Wow. Good for them.
Wow.
I know.
Is that person you?
No.
He triples it.
Yeah. Who is this person? I'm not going to say. But no, it's someone I know who lives uptown.
It'd be nice to be able to do that. That's great.
Well, I know. It's so much easier, too. Just give him what the bill is.
Listen, if I had the money, I would 100% do that. I would give 100% tip if I was loaded, you know?
El, without giving out any type of monetary number, do you remember the biggest tip you ever left? And for what reason?
I don't know. No.
No.
He's not going to tell you.
Yeah, he won't say.
Well, no.
I'm not saying the number. I'm just saying, do you remember why you left?
I remember some pretty big tips, yeah. I was with some of you guys, actually, one night.
Well, you were with me one night.
Where were we?
We went to Brooklyn Chop House, and then we went for a drink afterwards.
Oh, I was drunk. That doesn't count. The night we were all out Gandhi when Jeff Smith ordered all the wine.
Oh. I was going to guess that, but I
where was
stayed
we were
silent.
At the Fountain Blue in Miami.
Yeah.
We were at the Michael Mina Steakhouse.
You definitely left bigger tips than that,
steak.
Though. I guarantee.
That was a big one?
What?
That was a big one?
Pretty big.
That was a big tip. It was an expensive dinner and a big tip.
Mm.
And, wow.
And you can always tell because then we like went to grab a drink at the bar and the staff's coming over like, thank you so much. You really didn't need to do that. Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you.
My favorite is you leave a tip and they come over and go, really? I think you made a mistake here. No, there's no mistake there. That's also the same night. Someone at the table, there were a lot of people at the table. Someone at the table got drunk and called Gandhi a dirty word.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, like multiple times.
That person got drunk and did a lot of things at the table that they probably shouldn't.
Okay, let's just move on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember when I took you out for the first time post your surgery, Elvis, I was like, all right, cool. I can take him out for lunch. I can pay for it. And we went to Walker's. And I'm like, all right, I saved some money because I was like, all right, I'm going to pay everything, the tip and everything. You got a soup. You ordered soup.
My stomach was just ripped out.
Good plan, Garrett. I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
take him out today.
If you're cheap, only take friends out who just had gastric sleeve bypass.
I was ready to go. I was like, he's done so much for me. I was like, all right. And then go, I'm just going to have the soup.
Well, thank you, Garrett. You can still take me out.
All right, fair enough.
It's a thought that counts, and you got the credit. Yeah, look at you.
My stomach is trash. Now I can eat all you want.
Fair enough. Let's do it.
Oh, we have a meeting coming up.
Yeah, we do.
This has been a very pompous, bougie little conversation.
No, everybody deals with tipping. Mm-hmm. Some of us just tip more than others.
And I just need the numbers there.
Okay, fine.
And when does tipping stop? Like, every place you go to has a tip jar. Every place. Doesn't matter what it is.
I'm always doing it. Like, yesterday I went to the, and I ordered cheeseburgers, and it said, do you want to add a tip? And I did. And I was just ordering it at the counter. They weren't bringing it. It was just like, but I felt like they should get something, so I gave them something.
Hey, Danielle, what is this, though? How come when I go online and order clothes and stuff, they want me to tip the person who put my order together?
Yep. Yes. Really? It's a new thing.
Really? That's a new thing.
And they're very clever because they'll go, hey, buy the person putting your order together a cup of coffee. And then you go, okay, I'll buy him a cup of coffee. And then I hit the button.
This is a new thing.
Yep, this is a new thing. Yeah.
And, oh, here's another place you don't tip. This is, okay, I got one.
When you just go
to a store, sometimes it's at the airport at like the Hudson News and they have the iPads out, or even at any of these other places. Yeah. And you're buying like a soda and like a box of tissues or whatever. And then there's a line for gratuity just because they have the iPad out.
They flip it over and they make you feel guilty.
Yeah, it says, would you like to add a gratuity? For what?
Especially if nobody helped you. If someone helped me, then I could see leaving something.
Hey,
I went and got that soda by myself, the sandwich by myself.
As soon as I see that iPad, like, I knew there's going to...
That's like us putting a virtual tip jar out there. Like, hey, if you want to thank us for our show today.
Venmo. Yeah.
Venmo.
There are people who do that. I mean, we all know people who have their Cash App in their Instagram profile just begging for money from anyone who will give it to them, and they make money doing it.
It's my birthday. It's Cash App me. Here's the QR code.
People do that, and I don't participate in that.
No.
All right, we got to get out of here. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening and watching a podcast about things that are very bougie. What are you doing?
Waving.
Are you having a seizure?
No.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.